A feature film about a bomb disposal unit in Iraq, The Hurt Locker, is one of the favorites heading into Sunday's Academy Awards. It earned 9 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. But the film has set off a debate within the military. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, some say it's a sensationalized portrayal of the soldiers who disarm bombs.
25 meters.
Baghdad, 2004. A soldier in a heavy protective suit sets an explosive charge to destroy a bomb hidden in a pile of trash. Suddenly, his comrades spot a shopkeeper using a cell phone.
Butcher shop, 2 o'clock, dude has a phone. Make him put it down!
Put down the phone!
Come on, guys, talk to me.
Drop the phone!
Hey, burn him, Aldrin!
The cell phone sets off the bomb, killing the soldier trying to destroy it. That's the opening scene of The Hurt Locker, the one Jim O'Neill likes the best.
It kind of captured the whole environment over there in that first, 9 minutes.
O'Neill served as a Navy bomb disposal expert during the 1991 Persian Gulf War. He now runs a memorial foundation to those who died trying to disarm bombs.
I enjoyed the movie. There is some artistic license taken with some of the situations and processes. It's a movie. It's not a training film.
Not everyone liked it, though.
It's absolutely sensationalized.
That's Paul Rykoff. He served as an Army officer in Baghdad, working with explosive ordnance disposal teams. The shorthand is EOD.
The idea that you'd put yourself in so much unnecessary danger is not only irresponsible, it's reckless, and that's really not what our EOD techs do.
The movie revolves around Staff Sergeant William James. He's the reckless one. An adrenaline junkie who joins the bomb disposal team.
How many bombs have you disarmed?
I'm not quite sure, sir.
Sergeant.
Yes.
I asked you a question.
873.
873. 873.
The officer calls him a wild man. Sergeant James is a team leader, good at what he does, but not one to follow the rules.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Like taking off his body armor before dismantling a bomb.
What are you doing? There's enough bagging there to send us all to Jesus. I'm going to die. I want to die comfortable.
Henry Engelhart liked the portrayal of Sergeant James. He remembers guys just like him from when he served as a bomb disposal expert in Vietnam.
Usually the ones that were fast and loose didn't last long.
Meaning they were killed?
They were either killed or were moved on to somewhere else.
Engelhart says in the movie, Sergeant James knows what he's doing, except for one scene when he grabs a cable and pulls. 7 artillery shells come up out of the ground, all wired together, surrounding him.
Oh, my.
Sergeant James starts to cut the wires, one at a time. Not the right procedure, says Engelhart.
I was kind of like screaming at the screen, cut the main cable.
A small point, maybe. But Rykoff, the Iraq War veteran, worries that most Americans watching the film will get a distorted view of what soldiers face.
Very seldom is a guy going to put on a bomb suit and walk down there and try to dismantle something by hand. It just doesn't make sense. For the most part, they're going to use robotics. They're going to use other types of explosives to set off a control charge next to it. It's really a Hollywood sensationalized version of how EOD operates.
Sergeant James goes on to more adventures. The sergeant and his team become snipers in one scene. In another, he slips out of his base at night to lead a vigilante raid. That all reminds Rykoff of actor Matt Damon's rogue CIA character.
For example, goes outside the wire in civilian clothes and goes roaming around downtown Baghdad like Jason Bourne. I mean, that's just completely ridiculous.
Okay, so everyone agrees. The Hurt Locker's not a training film. Talk to soldiers who do this for real and you get 2 responses. Some will say they can't bear watching the movie. Others say the main character's based on them. And now one Army sergeant is so sure it is based on him that he's filed a lawsuit against the producers. He even says he came up with the term, the Hurt Locker. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.